This is RSBNB Update, episode 503, recorded Thursday, February 5th, 2015. Take my firstborn child. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update. This week, in addition to the Earth and myself, is Magic King 104. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. 104?
Oops, I mean 610. I'm sorry.
The hell? 104.
Anyways, welcome, Magic King. You were on the show once or twice last year and have made numerous live show appearances on Update and have been an ever-increasing contributor in terms of that. And
contributor?
Yes, yes. And those of you guys who listen to RSBNB Update Live will know that Magic King's claim to fame is that he persuaded me to not title an episode Team Edward for Floor 61.
Also for calling Earth becoming the new co-host about a month before it was announced.
Yeah, you were one of the people to get that right as well. And you know, you've been fairly omniscient in that sort of realm as well when it comes to dealing with Earth. But anyways.
Really? What else has taken place that he has guessed?
That you were going to be
becoming a mod?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so this week we have some tender loving care distributed to an update that many people forget about, and you know, really for good reason, because it's just really not that memorable. And that's the demon flash mobs, new rewards and rebalancing. Anybody have a chance to find one of these and give them a go?
Yeah.
All right, explain.
Well, there's not really much to explain there. You get a notification, and it's like, hey, there are demons doing stuff here. You should go kill them. So I went there with a few people from my clan, and we killed them, and they died, and we got a drop. It was, like, few herbs. It wasn't much.
Ah, too bad. How hard was it?
I'd say it's like Hadean Skull. They just have a ton of life points.
Sure.
So it takes a long time to kill them. I mean, we had one guy tanking. I think he was a really good tank, so I'm not sure on that. It's a lot harder. They actually do damage. I had to provoke them. Had to provoke it off of... What the hell?
I don't know what that was.
I had to provoke them to get them to stop.
Oh yeah,
attacking the guy because he almost died. But
did you use the insight ability?
Oh, it's called insight, not provoke.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, it's called insight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And same there's also thing. One called provoke. I don't know what the difference is, but it's somewhere, you know. But anyways, so do you think?
Yeah, it's insight.
You think that the changes made to the demon flash mobs, both in primarily in terms of the rebalancing, are gonna, you know, bring it back to the forefront of something people will actually seek out to destroy?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Because normally when we have an update like this that reworks something, you know, we get a week or so of decent...
I mean, they added titles, so people are gonna want that.
Yeah. Speaking on that, the titles drop in a scroll format and they're tradable on the GE. And
my god.
The default price, the starting price was 5 million GP.
Are they going up?
Hard to say.
They haven't moved.
They haven't moved.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so it could just be that, you know, people really aren't too concerned about the titles because, I mean...
they are.
Oh, you think?
People are really, really anal about the titles. They want more.
Really?
And yes.
Are these people in your clan?
It's all over Reddit, Shane.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's really interesting because, you know, I've never thought of titles as something people actually go out there to farm. I mean, there's obvious ones like the Lorehound and the Elfborn.
Everyone was going crazy about the Ravensworn one. Do you not remember that?
No. I'm sorry.
You're so out of touch, old man.
Well, that's what you're for. You're here to, yeah, you know, bridge that gap and tell us what all the hip young people are up to on RS these days.
Please don't ever say hip young people ever again.
Anyways. So, other reward balancing changes coming to this update include health and defense being reduced. Stuns are now only lasting a third of the amount of time as they previously did. Healing applied to the bosses has been halved, and bleed effects can now be cleared with the Freedom ability, and bosses no longer cause prayer damage against players using the Protect from Item prayer.
Is this just the demons?
Yeah, just the demons.
Okay. Yeah, I used Soul Split, and then I started taking a whole lot of damage, so I was like, oh no. And then I stopped, and it got better.
Yeah. And you know, in a way, that's kind of good that they expand that so that if you're praying, you do receive a bit more damage. It's kind of an adaptive, artificial stupidity kind of thing. Not real AI, but it attempts to create the influence of AI, which is in some circles called
what?
Artificial stupidity.
Wait, what? I'm confused. What did you just say?
Basically, I'm saying is they are supplementing the demons with artificial stupidity.
Right.
And it's called artificial stupidity because it's not true AI.
Huh.
Okay.
Oh, I guess you guys haven't heard of the term artificial stupidity then.
No, I mean, I can figure out what it means, but what...
Oh, this
I don't
just,
understand the relevance.
It's just relating to the prayers and how you get hurt more if you use a prayer.
It's not artificial intelligence. They just made it so that, like, if the player is praying, do a lot more damage to
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And that is why it's called artificial stupidity, not artificial intelligence.
Oh, so you're saying you are not saying it is akin to artificial intelligence.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yes. How long did it take you guys to run through the kill?
5 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad. And how many people? 5, 6?
3 and myself, but then, like, in the last 20% of the boss's health, like, 500 people came. I mean, it was at least 60 or 70 people. It was kind of confusing, because they just swarmed.
Yeah, I mean, that happened.
I guess that was just a clan chat looking for them.
Yeah, and, you know, in a way, that's good. It ensures that people can kill these things with minimal amount of effort. And that's good on the week they're released. So it's nice we're having community uptake. And, you know, as you say, the titles are probably going to keep people coming back, so that's good. Very good.
Yay!
And there's one other set of rewards and addition to the titles, these ones are more interesting to me, and that's the aggressive combat familiars. Either you have a chance to check any of these out?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Well, I took this under my wing then. You can have the Brawler, Executioner, or Deacon. The Brawler is for melee, Executioner for magic, and the Deacon for ranged. And basically, these beasts or summoning familiars, as you guess you could call them, seek out and destroy enemies in your immediate area. So let's say you're fighting abyssal demons, you'll be fighting one and it'll go start fighting another, bring it to you, work on killing it, and so on and so forth. It's an interesting way of doing Slayer, and it definitely speeds the tasks up in terms of how many you can kill and how many you can fight at the same time, which is good if you're looking to maximize Slayer XP.
But bad if you aren't good at combat.
If you aren't good at combat and, you know, mitigating damage and healing, yeah, that sort of thing. So you gotta...
I mean, right now my task is greater demons, so... And that those are really easy. How would one go about acquiring one of these familiars?
Well, unless you're hunting demon flash mobs and you're going to get lucky, just buy them off the exchange because you need the demon claw from the flash mobs in order to make one of these. And they do require a level 82 summoning, so not too high. Pouches are going for about 30,000 GP, maybe a bit more currently.
Sweet mother of God.
Yeah, depending when you're buying it. So it's a bit of a cost. And, I mean, if you have the horns laying around, it's definitely something you can do. But at more than 30,000 GP and they only last 31 minutes, it's a question of, do you want to do this or do you just want to manage your own combat? The only...
So will it aggro more than one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm there. It'll aggro every single lesser demon or greater demon.
Yeah, that it can see pretty much.
All right. Which one should I go for? Which one? I assume Brawler is the melee one?
Yes.
So a Brawler demon pouch. Let's buy two of those. Awesome. They sold for 10K under the price.
Oh.
Okay.
Good. Now, the only downside of using one of these pouches is that this guy hugs you after he goes to get the familiar. So he stays right at your side, and he actually has the effect of standing on the creatures you're attempting to fight. So it's kind of annoying in that you need to right-click if you want to attack the creature that he's standing on.
Or you could just have auto-retaliate on.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, this is a suicide mission.
Yeah, pretty much. But it is dangerous, so don't use them for things that are too hard.
Yeah.
But there is one...
I'm running back to Curadel's dungeon.
There's one other thing that's kind of, you know, a bit of an issue with this. I don't know if it's bugged or if it's just too much ground clutter in the area where I was. But the scroll... from these familiars is the Ring of Fire scroll, which, and I quote, summons a ring of fire that burns nearby enemies.
You know that's Johnny Cash, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
So you click it. It appears to use the scroll, but sometimes there's an animation, sometimes there's not. I can't tell how much damage is being done, so I'm not sure if this is working or not.
Did you just use the Brawler one, or did you use, like, all of them?
I used the Brawler.
This guy's only aggroing one of them.
Hmm.
One monster
at a time. What are you fighting?
Greater demons.
They should. Or maybe...
Oh, God, I see what you mean. I can't even pick up drops.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe you do need the... scroll in order to enable the AoE ability and, you know, have him aggro all of them. Because after you kill the one he's attacking, he does go out and find one, even if you're not using the scroll.
Yeah, he does do that.
Funny story.
Then it attacks me.
Up in the Slayer Tower, there's a little plank you can cross to go up onto the roof where there's more abyssal demons. If you cross this plank, the brawler will sit looking, and his feet will move as if he's trying to move to attack an abyssal demon. So they're very aggressive.
Like across the plank?
Across the plank, yeah.
Oh.
But of course he can't cross it, because it's...
He's just a silly familiar. He thinks he's people, right, Shane?
Exactly. Exactly. He's just a silly familiar. But yeah, I think that really is the upshot of this update, is that, you know, if you want to speed up Slayer and you're got good armor and you don't use food as it is, you might as well take more onto your plate, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to minimize the chat?
No.
No.
You can just, you know, make it very small, but that is one tab that you cannot close.
Okay, because apparently I have gold spammers messaging.
Oh, lovely.
Which hasn't happened in a while. Yeah.
And one final thing on this, I gotta say, is I think that this kind of familiar is what we were looking for when summoning first came out way back when, because, you know, they were supposed to help you with your combat and ship it in. But that's all I got on this, unless you guys have anything else.
Not particularly. It's doing its job. It's not going for the... it's not necessarily going for the closest one, but yeah. It's going for them.
Yeah, and really, that's all that matters, right?
Yep.
Alrighty. Well. That being said, let's move on to the tweaks and fixes. I want to start off with one that, in my view, is not necessarily the best thing to be added to RS. Players can now quickly change worlds from in-game by pressing the options menu and selecting hop worlds. This is, of course, from the Ninja Team.
Yes. Why is this not a good thing?
Well, this is something that, you know, I've feared with the Ninja Team for a long time, is that the Ninja Team is a team that is supposed to be open to player suggestions by default, and they clearly are, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But I think that some of the Ninja fixes that we get, this one in particular, kind of are duplicating functionality and adding on to clutter into the game, whether it be interface
or... It's not cluttered. It's one button in the already tiny...
Just wait. Let me finish. You can add stuff like this in that's perceived as a convenience and whatnot, but you got to ask yourself also, what's this doing towards the game lobby? What are we supposed to use the game lobby for? Because if you think about it, it's one click difference as to the amount of clicks that you need to do to change worlds.
An enormous amount of bitching.
It's a lot less time, too.
Yeah.
You guys think that this is a good update?
It's not a bad one.
Okay,
I don't normally change worlds, and if I change worlds, I'm joining a friend. So I'll just right-click join on my friends list or in the clan chat.
Yeah, and you know, that's why I think that this is not needed.
I mean, the only time I've used it so far is for Harmonized Ore.
Nothing.
Okay, I just don't think it's needed, that's all. But,
needed, no. Convenient, yes.
Yeah, sure, but what happens, like, in terms of clutter, once we
it's
get more of these ninjas.
It's a slippery slope.
Exactly. Thank you for summing that up. Next up, examining a stack of coins on the ground will now tell you how many are in that stack, so it won't say GP, lovely money, or something to that effect.
Are you mad about that, too?
No.
Oh, good.
It's game-breaking.
And like
game-breaking.
And like I've said many times in the past, I don't get mad. I'm not mad about this update. The last update I was mad about was a couple of years ago.
What was that?
Oh, we don't talk about that. But anyways.
Is it from 8 years ago?
No.
It wasn't that one?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't even know what that would be talking about. 8 years ago. That would be 2007.
Yes.
Oh, I see where you're going. Anyways, further in the patch notes this week, players will no longer change poses while chatting on Serenity posts.
What? Are those weird things in Priftinus where you're just standing on them looking absurd?
Yes.
Yes. Elven
and
yoga.
And you were typing and it would change poses?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see how those are related, but all right.
And, you know, the general rule is that when you have a large code base, as large as RS or bigger, you can change one thing somewhere and you inadvertently change something else that causes a bug. And, you know, you might not know what this was, or it might be an unexpected consequence, but that's just the way the ball bounces sometimes. And, you know, what some can say that any advanced bug is indistinguishable from a feature.
So all of iOS is a feature.
Oh, you certainly do like pointing that out these days. The iPhone paperweight.
I'm free.
Yeah, of course
I'm
you are.
Free.
You live in the great United States of America.
Yes.
Correct. Anything else from the patch notes for your YouTube?
Not particularly.
No.
This is all right.
Patchy, I guess.
Yeah, it's all peachy or patchy, as you could say.
I did say patchy, thank you.
Yeah, therefore peachy. All right, everybody got their seatbelts buckled up?
No.
Well, buckle them up because we're talking about.
I don't have one.
Oh, well, you're going to need
one.
Can't
find mine.
No.
We're talking about the first poll of ideas from Rune Labs.
Oh, God.
They have included the top five here, and the top two in this poll will win. So that means the ones included are the Farming Timer, the Slayer Belt, Adamant and Rune Dragons, the Trimmed Quest Point Cape, and Editing GE Offers. Currently, we've got a very close race going on between the Farming Timer and the Slayer Belt, both of which tied at 18%, roughly about 40 votes between, give or take. This has closed up a bit since I last looked, so this is probably where you want to be putting your vote, one of these two. First place overall, I'm sorry, we have the Adamant and Rune Dragons at 34%.
And of course.
The Trimmed Quest Point Cape at 10%. Editing GE Offers at 14%.
Boo. Wait, it said the top two would win?
Correct.
Top two.
Boo.
So I am encouraging everybody out there who is listening to this, whether it be this weekend or next week, please go out there and vote for the Slayer Belt. We do not need another silly Farming Timer in-game. Vote for the Slayer Belt. Since, you know, I...
But it'll still... Oh, wait, no, the Adamant and Rune Dragons is definitely going to win. Okay.
Yes. I would say vote for the Quest Point Cape, but I think being at 10%...
But that would be a Ralph Nader vote.
Exactly.
Right, Shane?
It's way back there, and it's not going to win, and this is one of the few player power votes where we actually have the ability to... Have an influence in your vote.
Ooh.
So you guys going for the Slayer Belt?
I kind of like ending GE offers.
But it's not gonna win. That's like a libertarian vote in a presidential election. Not even Ralph Nader.
They shouldn't show the results to these.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting. That'd provide more interesting results if you couldn't see them until after, because, well, people would just vote for what they wanted, then there'd be no strategic voting, right?
Yeah.
Less.
But
the poll's still got a while.
Yeah, I think it's a 2-week poll, if I remember correctly, being a Dragonstone-type poll, so.
Something like that. It didn't... at me when I they changed it so that it just has a little irritating eye instead of blinking at you
or giving you a giant pop-up.
Although they'll still give you the pop-up.
All right, so criticism of this familiar: I can't make it stop.
Yep. I should have mentioned that. Like I said, it just hunts. It's like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm recording this for later, but I have these gold farming ads right here, and, like, I don't want those. Way. Oh, well. It's not my department, right, Shane?
Correct. Alrighty. Well, you can go vote in that poll. Just head on over to the community tab and make your voice heard. We are encouraging you to vote for the Slayer belt.
Woo!
And some news from Magic King. The Drop. The Drop will be returning this weekend on Twitch. That is the service where, you know, it's RuneScape's game show.
Get your pink robes wet, ready.
Your pink what?
Riot.
Yeah, let's hope it goes a little better this time, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the fact that they didn't even, you know, get out of the gate last time is kind of disappointing. They kind of got out of the gate.
But people have been eliminated.
It didn't last, like, throughout the entire procedure, all the way up to the climax of it, you know, where we actually crown a winner. But
yeah, but that's still past the gate.
Well, but
most of the people that lost were because they lagged out.
Yeah, I guess. And you know, they did give it back, so that is good. Jagex did that.
Give it back.
Yes, no riots this weekend, please. And of course, you can find that on the RuneScape Twitch channel, twitch.tv/RuneScape. And since it's February, Jagex is also gearing up for Game Blast 15, which is, of course, you know, the yearly charity stream that happens every February for Special Effect, which empowers gamers with disabilities. So they want a short video that answers one of the following questions. What does Game Blast 2015 mean to you personally? What are you and your friends doing to help support Game Blast 2015? Why do you think it's important to get involved in Game Blast 2015? And what did you do last year to support Game Blast, and how successful was it? For me, I'd be saying, hi, my RuneScape name is Shane12088, and this year, Game Blast 2015 is so important because there's so many people out there with disabilities that might prevent them from playing this great game of RuneScape, and all of us as a community can band together in a great effort to empower these players and bring them into this wonderful world that we have here.
All right.
And that is why it's important to get involved with Game Blast. You could probably answer some of the other questions. Kind of interesting that the Orb of Oculus selfie mode came out last week, and, you know, they recommend you can actually use your in-game character, so you could use the Orb of Oculus selfie mode here if you wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah, I can tell you don't really like selfies or that mode, but anyways. You ever taken one?
No. Have you?
I refuse to answer that question.
Oh.
Does Shane even know what a camera is?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah, he's Amish. He runs away from them. Thinks they'll take his soul or something.
No, you know what happens with the old-fashioned cameras? Somebody puts a gun in the other side, and when they take pictures, that's a covert way of assassination.
It's not very covert.
Oh, Jesus
There's a
Christ.
Bang.
Well, if
someone
you
was
know,
pointing a large object at you, and then suddenly your head exploded, and they were running away, I think people might be able to figure out what happened.
Even if there's no gun in sight?
But why is that, why would a person be running?
Who's to say they'd run?
There'd be a loud bang coming from their general direction.
Maybe they'd think it was an asteroid exploding over their head.
Is that a joke?
No.
Oh, no.
No. Anyways, I'm sorry about that. Got off the track there, but there will be some prizes, of course,
off
from this.
Off your rocker? How about that thing?
There will be some prizes, including 1 month membership and a bond, as well as the video being played at the Game Blast stream to thousands of people, and one lucky featured video will receive an exclusive RuneScape goodie bag. So you have until the 13th at 11:59 p.m. UTC to send a YouTube link to competitions@jagex.com. Alright, so this week's Treasure Hunter promo goes into the realm of offering you a bonus chest once you open 5 Treasure Hunter keys. So over the weekend, you'll get a bonus chest, and then there will be 2 prismatic lamps off the bat. And then as you open more, you'll get an extra chest. And, you know, when you do this, you'll get double the reward. So that means rather than 400 million GP, rather than 200 million GP, you could ultimately end up winning 400 million.
I've still never seen someone win the 200 million.
I've heard of it happening. It hasn't happened to anyone I know, but I would very much like to land on that.
Mm-hmm. Project X, right, Shane?
That's right. I believe that is what we set out to way long time ago, and it just hasn't come to fruition yet.
Alas.
Yeah.
They'll never know what we speak of, the poor peasants.
So the
normal
way this goes,
people, not
if
peasants.
You are a member and you're just running this through the weekend and all the way after that, you will pretty much just end up with having one round of bonus chests unless you actually go out of your way to get more Treasure Hunter keys, either through earning them in-game or buying them. So there is a reason to, you know, farm those Treasure Hunter keys with daily challenges and whatnot. Because if you do the daily challenges, all of them, at least once as of today, you will have the ability to get one extra bonus chest and maybe another one throughout the entire weekend.
All right, so I'm supposed to vote for the Slayer belt?
Correct.
Excellent. All right, update. The farming timer is winning by 102 votes.
Come on,
go
we gotta
vote.
Yeah, we
get
gotta
to
close
the polls.
That up. The entire fabric of society could be on hand. As
that's
to
bullshit.
Well, that's
over the top.
Well, that is what happens in real votes. So why not treat this one as just important in game?
It's pixels.
Sure, but I'm sure there's lots of people out there that, you know, spend huge amounts of money on their pixels nowadays with Treasure Hunter.
Right.
Oh,
the U.S. economy is going to tank if you don't vote for the Slayer belt or whatever it is. Go vote, everyone.
Alrighty. And one final piece of RS news, not necessarily promoted on Jagex's front page, but for customers in the United States, you can now pay for RuneScape bonds and membership with Bitcoin.
Woo! Jagex!
You still have your Bitcoins from last year?
Probably somewhere. I don't know. I have like a dollar.
Oh.
So I'm not incredibly concerned.
Yeah. But basically the way it works is you need to choose other payment and then Bitcoin. And then you'll be presented with
what other payments are there? Can you, like, offer up your firstborn child or something? Other payments?
Well, in
Canada...
Sounds
really sketchy. In Canada, you can?
No.
A bunch of barbarians?
No. Not at all.
No.
Not at all. But anyways, other forms of payment here include this...
Favors?
Favored. Includes this thing called... It's basically like PayPal, but it's not as wide known, and then Interac Online, which is a way of using your debit card through your bank. So those are our two forms of other payment. Yeah,
wonder
people
if
in the
I
U.S.
can
pay with Bitcoin.
Woo!
Yeah.
And no, there is no
firstborn child, everyone.
Yeah, we're not gonna entertain how much.
I traded my firstborn child for lifetime RuneScape membership.
And then And then no. I'm not going down this track.
Aw, you're no fun.
Well, I mean, the next logical question is, what does Jagex do with your firstborn?
Sacrifice them to Sinu, obviously.
To what? I'm
it's
sorry.
It's the god in Scientology or whatever.
Oh. All right. Well, on that note, if you use bitcoins to pay with RS or pay for RS, let us know how it works. It'd be very interesting to hear.
Woo!
And now we have a word from Paul, PFK99's a moderator on RSBNB. He was first appeared on RSBNB Update by entering a competition where he got married to another guy and submitted a photo of the wedding, and we had him on the show. He has the first tip in a series of tips we're doing for new players returning to the game. Have a listen.
Hey everybody, this is SilverWiz9, PFK99's from RSBNB. This is the returning members series for both new and returning players alike. We're going to look at some of the changes that have occurred over the past 5 or so years, as that's when I stopped playing RuneScape, about 2010. Coming back in 2015 now, there's lots of changes to cover. The very first one that we're going to look at is Treasure Hunter. Treasure Hunter is a distraction diversion type thing that was released for both free-to-play and members. It replaces the Squeal of Fortune, I believe it was called. I don't really know when that came out, but I remember seeing it on the occasion that I would log in. But the function is the same. Members get 2 keys per day. Free-to-play get 1 key per day. And you are free to get free stuff. So what all you have to do is log in. And when you log in, you'll be able to open the Extras menu, which for me is located in the lower right. If you open the Extras menu, you'll see that there is a Treasure Hunter icon, and it, for me, in the upper left, the actual Treasure Hunter icon appears. And this buxom lady will show up with lots of stuff. You'll notice in the center was this kind of pre-opened one, and that was because this weekend is special, there's some extra things going on, that's why I've got some lamps over here. But that's not normal. I still do have my 2 keys for today. And they have to be used by the end of the day, otherwise I lose them entirely. So I am going to open a chest. Looks like I get 27 red dragon hides, which I can either cash out or backpack. Cashing out is probably never worth it, so just keep that in mind. So I will send that to my backpack. And I still have one more, and I will open up this one, because I can. An emerald necklace, 10 of them. Actually think the 8550 might be more, but without knowing, I will take it. And now I have these. Let's take a look to see what I got for today. You can get anything between experience and valuable items all for free. The most I've got in the past 2 weeks since I started playing again was 1.5 million in a day, which is kind of impressive considering I literally just had to log in. So I got 100 grand just by login, as I said. The best things tend to be members. You can read all about it online, but in general, it's always worth it to do it, because it's completely free. Again, I am SilverWiz9, PFK99s from RSBNB. Thank you, and come back next week.
God, now, he talks a lot, doesn't he?
Sure.
I just had to sit here and listen to him talk for 15 minutes.
More like 3, but that's okay.
Oh, it's only 3?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was just making sure the listeners were awake.
Alrighty. Well, our first question this week is an audio question from Parnassius.
Audio question.
G'day, guys. It's Parnassius here, and I have a question for you. Just finished watching the Jagex stream where they were talking of Tasker and the world event. Now, they did announce on there that Tasker has absorbed the Anima Mundi of Guthix's home world and has a similar protection against the gods as the edicts gave for Gilinor. My question is, could this herald the return of Guthix? If we succeed in vanquishing Tusker, could the Anima Mundi be released and somehow revive Guthix? Many players have been calling for his return, but given what has happened, it was almost impossible to see how this could be done properly. With the Anima Mundi being released from Tusker, maybe this is the way it could be done. Could this be the backdoor fix for Jagex to bring back one of the original gods to Gilenor? Maybe this could be the next quest in the God series. We return to the chamber where Guthix's body was discovered and find out that it's gone. We need to go on a journey and discover exactly what had happened. Love to hear your thoughts on it, and thanks for the podcast once again. Happy RuneScaping all.
All right, my opinion, please don't. Please don't.
That's just going to cause issues.
You know,
that will give me a larger headache than that dwarf quest. Please don't.
I mean, there's always a way I think of maybe.
I mean, it's magic, so sure, you can do anything you want to.
Yeah.
Because it's magic. But should you? No. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I'm going to agree with it to a pretty much a lesser degree, but I will agree with what you said. I think that using that as a way of bringing Guthix back, you know, would essentially be a big reset button.
Oh, God.
Just
this
something.
Is not Voyager.
I know. I had the same thought. And that's a Star Trek series with many reset buttons, and quite frankly, we do not need
the captain
that
died in that series, like, what, 8 times?
It was more like 13.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God.
Was it that many?
I think it was 13. Anyways, that's a topic for another show.
Yeah, but to not just completely dismiss your question, I think that would be a reasonable way to do it, and within the lore that would work.
I would not be happy, but
they could do it with that. So
but. I mean, it's a decision that Jagex made a long time ago, and 2 years, and I think people have largely adapted to it, and the reverberations from having that death played such a large role in so many of the subsequent quests that I don't know if those lore points would stand as strong as they do without the death.
They would not.
So you can't really...
if you kill like the biggest character, you don't bring them back unless it's what's the thing that's really notorious about killing characters and bringing them back? I mean, does Terminator count? They're all robots though, or something.
No, I wouldn't say that counts.
Game of Thrones.
I thought they just died and they were all dead.
Yeah.
Nah.
Or
whatever.
Or you think they die and they never did.
Well, anyway.
Captain Janeway died 17 times.
I said 8 as an exaggeration. I thought it was like 3.
No.
Dear God.
There's a video here with all 17 of them being shown.
Well, you don't need to watch that. I can't watch things with my ears. Neither can our listeners.
Yeah.
I hope. All right.
Well... Oh, no, this is wrong. Yeah, this count is wrong. I don't count that one as a death, but anyways.
Move on.
For the love of God, Shane.
Thank you, Parnassius. Even though we don't agree with the premise that we can press a reset button, it would be a bad precedent to set. It would be a good way of doing it if something was like that to happen.
Yep.
All right, next one from Flash. Anybody want to take a jump and read this?
Magic King, you are our guest, so it is your honor to read it.
All right. So exciting. Dear host, Now that Demon Flash mobs have gotten a long-awaited update, what other dead or close-to-dead content in the game do you think should be either reworked or removed entirely? Flash.
Rework Trouble Brewing.
Yep, and that's the first one that came to me when I was reading this question.
Best mini game.
Yeah, once people learn how to play it, it's good. But if you're just
going there, I have to learn things.
Exactly.
I have to think. It's not mindless clicking. It actually is mindless clicking once you figure out what you're doing.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But in addition to Trouble Brewing, I'm going to go back and say the processing skills need a major rework. Fletching,
the love
crafting,
of God,
and smithing.
Construction update.
Yeah, that too. That's way overdue.
I've been waiting to redo my house for several years.
Other?
Huh?
There's an update coming, it's just, you know, not the one you want.
It's the aquarium.
Don't talk about that aquarium, Shane.
I knew that would strike a nerve. Maybe not the one I wanted to, though.
Hey, it's more editing for you. You're bringing this on yourself.
I know. Let's see, what else would we adjust? In addition to skills, I think that if you look at various things in game, you know, like farming, maybe add some more crops to that.
Farming.
Well, yeah, I mean,
eat farming.
I've never understood what? Why I can't grow potatoes, you know?
You can.
I'm sorry.
It's literally level one, Shane.
No. I mean carrots. I meant to say carrots.
Why the f*** do you want to grow a carrot?
Well, here's why you would want to grow a carrot. Because
oh, God,
you
you've thought of a whole argument for this?
Well, yeah, you take carrots and potatoes and you put them in a pot and you make a nice stew and you put some cow meat in there and there you go. You got a nice new addition
stew.
To the cooking. But it would be better. It would be special stew, you know?
It wouldn't be special because everyone could make it.
Well, it would be special compared to the default stew of just water and beef in a pot, you know?
In a bowl, thank you.
Well, close enough, but another thing I think that maybe we could ultimately look at removing or reworking would be the lower
divination.
Level.
What? Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Oops.
Either remove or rework the lower level minigames like Fist of Guthix, Great Orb Project, and whatnot, because, you know, those really don't get enough attention from the players. And I think that, you know, the amount of time you spend at the low levels isn't as wide as it needs to be to take benefit from those games. And as we talked about a year and a half ago, the prestige system would have brought something in like that.
RS is becoming focused for level, for max level.
Yeah, it is.
But it's also focusing on the grinding.
Yeah,
which
everybody's gotta be efficient and get those levels, and that's what everybody wants to do.
We can talk about that on another show. If you want to hear us talk for an hour, send in a question about it. And I will gladly talk about it for an hour.
Yep.
All right, now, one thing I think needs to be redone would be agility. I mean, ever since the rest update, it's become next to useless.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're wearing weight-reducing gear.
Oh, remove lodestones.
Ah, there you go. There's a good one.
Always, whenever someone asks if we should add or remove something, I always need to mention that.
I'd say remove old school, but I think we're tied to the realm of RS3 here.
I thought you didn't acknowledge that old school's existence.
I don't.
Because, you know, we're looking to branch out into old school. That was a very nice segue. Thank you, Shane.
I thought we were going to talk more about that later.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
You brought it on yourself.
I'm on this show. We're going to talk about it.
No. Anyways, anything else you guys would like to add or remove or rework in the current state of the game?
The inevitable censorship of our thoughts by our dear leader.
Oh, no. I've never censored you yet this year.
Yes, you have.
This year.
This year? Thanks. I'm so comforted. I haven't censored me this year.
Alrighty, well, thank you, Flash. There's some ideas of what we'd like to see reworked. And as you can see, there is a central theme here, and the central theme focuses around skills and mini-games that don't really have much use at high levels. So that seems to be the direction we want to go, and it could also end up being a problem. But as Reed said, we'll talk about that at a later date.
Woo!
Moving on to the technology news of the week this week, first off, the FCC has proposed strong Title II regulation, which in effect means that net neutrality is going to become a thing. Now, this is an American ruling.
Well, there's a difference between proposed and that.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that?
Yeah, of course. I know that. Yeah, and you are entirely right there, Magic King. There is a difference between proposed and adopted.
Hasn't this happened like 60 times in the past 6 months?
Not Title II.
Not Title II? All right, Shane, explain why we should give a shit about this.
Well,
okay?
In one or two sentences, Title II effectively puts the internet in the realm of other utilities. And that means that, you know, there cannot be discrimination between what this utility is being used for, as in you're not discriminated whether the water is being used for your house or whether the water is being used to cool a nuclear reactor.
All right, so basically, this is really great.
It has the potential to be, yes.
All right.
There are a couple of cases that it might not be so great, and that comes in the areas of rural America and the
That wouldn't have internet anyway.
Just wait. The places that have internet currently, but they're working with such small ISPs that these ISPs are forced to, you know, do more regulation and give up more of their profits, which in essence makes them harder to run. For example, if they're a wireless over-the-air ISP in the middle of a small town somewhere. So that is the potential downside of this. But for everybody else who is on one of the big ISPs, it has the potential to be a good thing. The question is, as we mentioned in the opening, is will this end up being resolved?
All right, so by small, do you mean, like, some local Sunshine Happy ISP? That's a name
yes.
I made up. There's yes. one somewhere around here in Georgia that actually has a name similar to that.
Yeah, those kind of ISPs.
Okay.
And for towns, you
know. So this isn't just going to affect Comcast, Time Warner, and AT&T.
It's
going
to be everything that who distributes internet, yes.
All right, this is good. Yes?
Yeah, but like
except
I said...
Except for the little guys.
Except for the little guys. So you gotta, you know, think...
Sorry.
These are really prevalent in, you know, small towns, less than 1,000 people, those kind of places.
Yes, okay. But will it make it past the politicians?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, all of them think it's a series of tubes, so I think it'll just matter if it's proposed on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Well, I mean,
I think that's
know,
really the
forget.
Only thing that's the only... I don't know. Flip a coin.
Yeah. Don't forget that they all hate change, too.
The guy who said the series of tubes thing died.
Died actually. In a plane crash.
Yep. But... it has a good chance of making it through, seeing as the Democrats still do have a majority on the board that controls the FCC.
Alright, so does this need to go... So does this need to go through, say, Congress?
No, but Congress could fight back against it if they wanted to.
And they will.
And, you know...
Anything to stop them from getting something done.
It's a constant question.
The only thing that saves us from the bureaucracy is its inefficiency, right, Shane?
Yeah, that's a very good quote. Very good point.
It's from McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
McCarthyism guy.
Oh, that works. That's good. I like that.
Ugh.
Anything on net neutrality before we continue on?
It's Yay, becoming neutral. A dying horse.
Pretty much.
Alrighty. Next piece of tech news, Windows 10 will work on the Raspberry Pi 2, and those who purchase a Raspberry Pi 2 will get a free copy of Windows 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Oh, can I get a DVD of Windows 10?
I don't know.
I mean, I suppose I could always burn my own ISO.
You could, yeah.
But I personally would much rather have a DVD.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. Because, you know, if you lose your key or whatever, you actually have something physical to put it on.
Well, if there's an EMP, you know, DVDs, those will survive.
I think you have bigger matters things to worry at that about. Point. You have bigger things to worry about.
That's the joke. Well, if you want, you can probably get it on floppy drives.
No, those would be wiped too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're magnetic, like hard drives.
Mm.
But yeah, I haven't put a floppy drive in my computer since 2003.
I have a floppy drive in my computer.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. You ever use it?
Yes. Every day.
Right. Anyways,
the Raspberry I actually do Pi have 2, a floppy drive in my computer. That wasn't a joke.
Day. I know. Oh. I know. The Raspberry Pi 2, runs a quad-core processor on an ARM version 7 architecture, so it uses the same kind of instructions that the smartphones use, so it's fair to assume that there will be some version of Windows that runs on ARM again, but probably not the same kind that runs on the Windows phones. So it's going to be interesting to see what they end up calling this version. But yeah, $35, low-cost PC, Windows 10. That seems like quite the thing for Microsoft to get behind.
Ooh.
Because remember, it was only a couple years ago we had that, you know, little Linux Asus EPC thing for the developing world that ran Linux.
Those are so bad, though.
I know,
I guess it's for the developing world, so...
But still, nobody should have to use a computer like that. This thing is going to be many times better, and it's actually going to run Windows.
Yeah.
You ready for the specs on this, in addition to, the quad-core processor?
Hit me with it.
4 USB 2 ports, micro
Why?
SD card, and the ability to play back 1080p video.
My phone can do that.
Yes. But this is a perfect thing to get if you're looking to, you know, maybe build a media center PC or you just want a quick little server that you can throw together that runs Windows. Very, very nice. I might actually get one of these. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's going to be like $30?
Yep.
Damn. $35.
And then when Windows 10 comes out, you get the Windows 10.
Damn.
1 gigabyte of RAM, 900 megahertz processor. So it's like a powerful smartphone, really. Nice.
Woo!
And the last piece of tech news is that tweets will start appearing soon in Google Search. So
Excellent.
Google has gained access to the Twitter firehose of tweets, you know, the real-time feed that
fire hose?
Yeah, that's what it's called on the Twitter development API, the fire hose.
No, it's because not.
It is. Seriously.
You're making that up.
No, that's what it's called.
Oh my god.
It's called the fire hose because in this feed there's every tweet that comes out of the world in sequence. And you know, fire hoses have great amount of pressure and lots of throughput, so that's why it's called this.
Well, do you, I guess. What?
Was that Magic King?
Yeah, this used to be a feature. They removed it a couple of years ago because there was a falling out between Twitter and Google. I guess they finally agreed to bring it back.
Yeah, and also way back when, back in, 2006, when Twitter was first founded, everybody could access the fire hose.
But
and it wasn't until
now?
Only authorized developers.
Authorized developers?
Yeah, previously, up until about 2012 or maybe 2011, it used to be that any developer with a developer API key could access the fire hose, but they had to scale that back. Because they wanted to force people over to, the Twitter web front end, the Twitter applications on all the various smartphone platforms so they can, display ads and make a profit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, ads.
Mm-hmm. Any comments on any of our tech news stories before we move on to what has been an interesting skill of the month so far?
Nope.
Alrighty. Well, the crafting skill of the month. Tim is currently in first place once again with 2.5 million experience gained, and he has been maintaining a linear trajectory.
That is not linear.
Well, except for the first day. Except for the first day.
And the second and the third and the fourth.
It's not last month.
No.
Okay. Well, close enough. I just.
But it looks like Parnassius might be giving him. Excuse me. Might be giving him a little competition.
Indeed.
By that I mean Parnassius. You need to give him some competition. And then Bletherskite hopped up there the last day. He got almost as much XP that day as Tim did. He's gonna have to haul ass if he wants to catch up, but possible.
Parnassius, 1.6 million. Jam Andy, 1.4. SoCat Boss, 1.2. And Bletherskite, 449k.
Woo!
And, this is crafting, so it's a question of who has the most money and, who's willing to, give up that many firstborn childs for the bonds, right?
And who's waiting for double XP weekend.
It's unacceptable.
Oh, yeah, that could throw an interesting wrench into this, couldn't it? Double XP weekend.
Oh, it's not like summoning. Oh, I guess Tim has too much money.
Anyway, so you can watch with the rest of us, and the next skill of the month will be opening up in 3 weeks from now, and, we don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something random. And something fun.
Woo!
And I believe that Reed has an informer roundup he'd like to tell you all about.
I do have an informer roundup that you all should go look at on our website. But it has, of course, the articles from this month. But we also would like to make note that we welcomed Lord Rickles to our community ambassador team in the past month, and also the community ambassador team is looking into expanding to old school RuneScape in the coming months. Schwa will be taking the lead on that front, and if you or someone you know have any ideas for old school events, or would like to help out, send me or Schwa a PM on the forums.
Or me.
Or Magic King. Or Lord Rickles. Or anyone else.
Yeah, any of us. Except Shane. Do not send it to Shane.
Yeah, do not send it to Shane. He will delete it and probably ban you.
I've never banned anyone for sending me a PM.
Really?
No.
That's surprising.
Anyways, what else have you guys been up to in the community ambassador at Troupe, so to speak?
Magic King, this is your firstborn child. I'll let you take it.
I'm and not did you, sacrificing did you know, this one.
Did you know that you guys are a Troupe now?
I don't want to... What does that mean?
A troupe is a group of dancers, actors, or other entertainers who tour to different venues.
Well, I mean, it's a hairstyle, I guess it's not that far off.
It's a hairstyle.
No, that's a toupee.
Not troupe.
And if we ever do a video podcast, I'll be sure to get a toupee.
All right, William Shatner.
Doesn't have one of those.
Anyway,
go All ahead. Right. Go ahead, Magic King.
All right, so for anyone who's been following us lately, we took a small break from doing any RuneScape events for about a month and a half. And we've come back this month, and we've decided to make it 100% community-driven. So generally around Monday afternoon, I will put up a poll asking the community what type of event they want, whether it's a boss takedown, a community skilling type thing, or mini games. And I'll let that run for a couple of days, and then sometime around Wednesday, I will take the winner and bring three or four different events that relate to it. And put that up for a poll. And then on either Saturday or Sunday, we'll run whatever wins.
So Magic King, says the listener, is this going to be every week?
Yes. Yes, it is.
This is going to be every week. Excellent. And when are the events usually going to be?
Most of the time, they will be Saturday afternoon. This week is a little different, and I'm running it on a Sunday afternoon, mainly because I have some personal things that I have to do on Saturday.
Okay. And what does it look like we'll be doing this week?
Let's see. This week, we're currently tied for first place with Stealing Creation and Castle Wars.
Ooh, man.
That's
should we decide that here?
By the time this podcast comes out to the public, that poll will be over and we will know what we're doing.
Oh, it's not over yet?
Nope, it ends in about 12 hours.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I just noticed that.
So if somehow you are listening to this before it's published... go vote. Yeah.
What should we vote for? Stealing Creation or Castle Wars?
That's up to you. I would not ever be one to influence the voters of anything.
We just did that.
That's no, we didn't.
A joke. You did that, not me.
Yes, true. But you went along with it, so we're all good. Anyways,
not as bad as the aquarium.
Okay, let's not go back to that. moving away from that, I commend you for your efforts, Magic King. It is truly shaping up into what we wanted the community ambassador program to look like. A bunch of people running the community and, you know, taking care of the community and nurturing them and giving them exactly what they want in terms of events. So if you guys do have any questions at all in terms of, you know, what kind of events are going on or you want to see a certain type of event, I'm sure the community ambassador team would be overjoyed to hear from you guys, right? Ain't that true?
Yeah. Yep. Send any of us a message and
send all of us a message.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Glad to have you guys, steering the ship in terms of that, and maybe I will make an appearance at one of these events. Wouldn't it be good to see a Wild Chain appear at these?
Yeah, especially at an old school event.
Yeah.
No. But anyways.
No.
We got some achievements of the week this week. First up, Eon with 99 Herblore on the 4th. Congratulations.
Woo!
Also got Jade Gizmo with 99 Hunter on the 1st. Good job. And Imperialis with 99 Slayer on the 31st. So very nice, you guys. Keep up the great work.
Yeah.
Slayer, Hunter, Herblore, all beautiful 99s. Good job. And if you guys take them to 120, let us know and we'll make some special arrangements for that.
Woo!
Alrighty, so I don't believe anybody has a pick of the week, so I'll go.
I do.
Alrighty.
The Star Wars Humble Bundle.
Oh, God.
Yes?
Continue.
You can get Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Star Wars Dark Forces, Star Wars Empire at War Gold Pack, Star Wars The Force Unleashed Ultimate Sith Edition, Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2, which is one of the greatest games ever made, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords, which is also one of the greatest games ever made, and Star Wars Republic Commando, which, again, is one of the greatest games ever made. And there are more games coming soon.
And how much does this cost a person?
Well, you can pay anything you want for the first three I listed. And if you pay $12 or more, you can get the Empire at War Gold Pack and the two Force Unleashed. And you can get Force Unleashed 1 and 2, and if you pay more than the average, then you get the three games that I... You get Star Wars Battlefront 2, Knights of the Old Republic 2, and Star Wars Republic Commando. So you should pay $12 and get all these.
So that's the price. I'm not a Star Wars person, but I know how much you enjoy those games, so I think
Shame
anybody who...
Some of the greatest games ever made.
So I know, and
Battlefront 2 was my childhood.
And that's why I said anybody who values the suggestions that Reed makes for games should definitely.
Oh,
go
they're
pick
not
these
suggestions.
Up. Oh, they're not.
No.
Also, they're.
That is an imperative.
Okay.
A mandate. Yes, I like that. You need to go do this, guys, right now. Don't forget, do it right now.
Alrighty then. You can find a link for that in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com.
Woo!
So what have we been doing? Let's start with Magic King.
I've got no idea what I've been doing, just trying to get through college, honestly.
Over there in Boston, eh? Well, if you haven't been doing anything on RS, I guess we'll just jump to Mr. Earth then.
Mr. Earth. Awkward. Mm-hmm. I have been doing Slayer. I got 87 Slayer yesterday. And I got... I think that was yesterday. Was that yesterday? Yeah, that was yesterday. Wow. And then I got 92 Prayer a few days before that. So, just been doing a lot of Slayer. And yeah, that's all, really.
All right. As for me this week on RS, farming, some mud rune crafting to make the profits up. And I will just say that the Herblore market is currently booming, primarily due to Double XP weekend coming on. And I am proud to say that Ceridoan brews have hit a 2-year high in their price. So if you've been hoarding a couple of those, now is a perfect time to sell.
Woo, I thought they were at like 1 GP.
No, they're like 15K now for a flask.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Damn it. I destroyed all of them. I had like 100.
What?
Oh, well. You said Ceridoan brew, right?
Yeah, Ceridoan brew.
Yeah, there's
flask.
Some monster that dropped a ton of them. And just
kept
them.
You should have kept them.
Who the hell thinks they're going to be worth anything again?
Yeah, they were like 10 GP.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, they're working their way back up again. Last time they were as high as they are now was 2012, before the evolution of combat.
Heavens to Betsy.
So, I it was the equivalent of me finding a huge sack of change under the cushions in the couch when I checked the prices on these to see if they could be sold yet. Because I was actually holding on to them since the last double XP weekend. Then they kind of went down. But since then, they've doubled in price. So, yeah, that made me very happy. But yeah, that's about it for RS. Anything else before we say goodbye for this week?
All right, everyone, you need to go buy this right now, that Humble Bundle. So.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. That's,
Well, yeah, I understand how much you like that, so.
Because I did not realize that it had an RTS game with it as well.
Wow. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
It is.
It is a really good deal.
Yeah, every Humble Bundle normally are. And you can give them away, too, if you, get the package or you don't need all the games, you can give them away if you so choose.
So bundle is a gift. Give me a gift code.
But with that being said, we're going to say goodbye and we'll see you next week for a whole new slew of updates. And, you know, as we said, we are recording this on Thursday, hence why no discussion of behind the scenes. But we should be back to normal next week, I think.
Behind the scenes?
Yeah, the behind the scenes video we normally talk about. But
anyways. Oh, that. Okay. I thought you were still stuck in last week.
No. But this has been RSBNB Update for Earth Magic King and myself. If you want to get more of us, you can just subscribe on iTunes, update.rsbnb.com/iTunes. See you next week, everyone. Be careful.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.